AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 13 people have died in a fire in a two-unit home in Philadelphia, seven of them children. Deputy Fire Chief Craig Murphy says crews are looking through the row home. There may be more people dead.
It was terrible. I've been around for 35 years now, and this is probably one of the worst fires I've ever been to.
Fire officials say the four smoke alarms in the building, which was public housing, did not appear to have been working. Tomorrow is the one-year anniversary of the Capitol riot. Changes have been made in the Capitol Police Department, and Chief Tom Manger says there is now a blueprint for handling big events,
which now allows us to more effectively and more quickly obtain assistance from partner agencies. In short, a blueprint for operational planning has been created and put into place for all future significant events. If January 6th taught us anything, it's that preparation matters.
Manger was installed as the new leader shortly after the attack. He says the force today is stronger and better equipped to handle an attack against the Capitol or lawmakers than it was a year ago. An Iowa man and his Minnesota son have pleaded guilty to a charge of civil disorder related to the Capitol riot, admitting that they entered the building through a broken window and pushed through a police line once inside. With coronavirus case numbers rising again, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says there's no need to shut down schools. Federal money is available.
Different schools made different decisions. What is important for people to understand is that there is some of this funding that hasn't been spent in certain states to put in place mitigation measures. Now is the time to do that.
News reports say protesters in Kazakhstan's largest city have stormed the presidential residence and the mayor's office and set both buildings on fire. The demonstrations, sparked by a rise in fuel prices in the Central Asian nation, escalated sharply. This is AP News. South Korea's military says North Korea fired an unidentified projectile into the sea.
The suspected ballistic missile is the first such in about 2 months, and a signal that Pyongyang isn't interested in rejoining denuclearization talks anytime soon. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff say intelligence authorities are trying to analyze more information about the launch. Japan also detected the launch, saying the country likely fired a missile. The move comes after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed to further bolster his military capability. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An 8-year-old girl died after strong winds blew a bouncy castle into the air during a fair in eastern Spain. 8 others were injured. Some were hospitalized. Last month, 5 children died on Australia's island state of Tasmania after falling from a bouncy castle that was lifted into the air by a gust of wind. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.